step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What it is, what it do, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I'm your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all of the love and support that you guys continue to sprinkle down on me. 1,700 shows, 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this is possible without you guys. So I thank you so very, very much. Today is a special day, especially. Yes, I've got co-founders with me right here of Maria Victoria, the wonderful Carolina and Paulina. Hello, ladies.
Hey there.
How are you guys doing today? Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you for having time in your schedule. You guys are, you know, women CEOs. You're running those companies. You're running that brand. So I appreciate you for making time in your schedule to chat with me today.
Of course. No, it's our pleasure. Aww. It's always about women supporting women. So
yes.
We're very happy.
Absolutely. All right. So to start things off, and I don't know who wants to speak first, but how did the company actually start?
Carla, do you want to go? I can go if you want. Yeah, go for it. Okay, good. So, how did we start? So, to get you to when we started, first we need to go back to, 2015, when Paulina and I moved to Austin. So, Paulina and I, we moved to Austin in 2015, and we became friends to a friend that we had in common. So whenever you're from another country and you're moving to a country that you don't know anyone, you keep, like, it's so different that you start, like, you open up yourself. So you start making friends, like, everywhere. Like, you talk to everyone. You talk to everyone at the park, like, you know. So because you just want to connect with people. And at that time, Paulina had her baby Pablo was 2 years old, and my twins were 6 months old. So we moved to Austin, and we were very thrilled to know like a new friend. So we connected right away. So we became friends right away. Our kids were little, so we started like to the library to bring the kids and to a story time in the park and here and there, you know. So a very funny thing for the very first day that we met, Paulina told me, like, we started, like, sharing our background. She told me that she's an architect. She studied architecture in Guadalajara, and I'm an industrial designer. So we started, like, connecting, and we realized that we had, like, a huge passion for art and design. So it was, like, very curious how, like, we right away connected. And it was so weird that we were driving in the car, because that story you're going to tell, it, you tell it very good, Paulina, how you picked me up and all. But we were driving in a car, she was driving, and she told me out of the way, you know, Paulina, you and I should start a business. And I was like, we're going to start a business with your two-year-old screaming mama and my babies in the back seat crying for milk. I don't think that's going to happen.
But we managed to have this super adult conversation in the middle of three whining babies screaming. And I remember Carolina saying, well, you know, maybe later, I'm not at that point of my life yet. And I was like, sure, we can do something fun. But we never thought it was actually going to happen so soon.
A year and a half later, that's when we started Maria Victoria. And we didn't even thought about it. It was just something that came out of, like, it was just something very sudden. So as we became friends and the time passed, Paulina and I, we became, like, very close. We used to, like, get together you know, for the birthday parties mm-hmm. of the kids and, like, you know, for coffee and here and there. So, Paulina, she became pregnant. And then she had, like, a sudden loss of her baby girl, and it was a huge impact on both of us because at that time we were, like, very close, and I don't remember if she was, like, how do you say it? Like, she was confiding me, like, a lot of she was going through, and it was, like, a very, very hard time in her life, and in the past, me before having my twins, I lost a baby girl too, so we became even closer because we now share something else in common that was like having infertility and having lost a baby and a pregnancy. So we used to get together for lunch and coffee, and we used to like talk about it. And it's very hard when you lose a baby, because in her experience and my experience, it was just not the loss of the baby, but we both became very sick. So it was just like a very bittersweet moment that we lost our baby girl, but we were so happy that we were still alive. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, we were not sick anymore, and it was just something very, very bittersweet, and we both
and
felt...
Actually, it was also, sorry, Caro, that I interrupted, but for me, it was also that when you lose a bit, first of all, it's like a taboo around infertility. This was not my first loss, and I've always been super open about my infertility issues, and I think that Caro and I, we talked about that since before losing my baby. We talked about how she struggled before and how she tried everything. And she, we always said that we never gave up until we could get our baby.
Right.
So at the time, it's always that, first of all, you don't want to share that you lost a baby.
Right.
But if you ever do it, I personally felt like all the people around me were like, well, unless it was... like before the baby was born, or unless it was very early in the beginning, or, and I at that time felt like the only person who really got the feeling that I was going through was Carolina.
Right.
So, Caro, do you want me to tell them the story about the coffee shop?
Yes, continue.
Okay, sorry. So, we would meet and we laughed so much about it now. We lived like 45 minutes away, and we would meet at a coffee shop almost every day after dropping off our kids for preschool. And it was basically me venting and crying, and she would comfort me.
Yeah.
And that went on for maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks. And if you ever meet us in person, you'll see that Carolina is always gorgeous. She's always pretty. Her hair is always perfect.
She loves me too much.
I have Instagram to prove me right. And she's always wearing like these nice shoes, and her kids are always perfectly dressed, and like she just looks like very put together. And I'm always wearing sneakers. My kids are always like not, I wouldn't say messy, but there's always dirt in some part of their body. And through that time, I have to admit that maybe more than twice I was like, why are we so good friends? Why does she like me? I'm just like, anyway. One day she shows up like, you know, like for a fashion parade. She was all dressed up, high heels, I remember boots. She looked gorgeous. And she sat down, and I was like, what's wrong with you? Where are you going? And she was like, this has to stop. We've mourned for this baby. You've cried. You're healthy. You have a healthy boy. This has to end today. We've gated enough time, and we need to move on, both of us.
Yeah.
So let's do something together. Everybody's selling things. We have friends selling a skincare, friends selling jewelry. Let's do something. And that's how we came with the idea of working with artisans and handcrafting things in Mexico. ago. Mm. And she was on board right away. And then I remember, so we talked about this idea, and then she went back home and she texted me, so what are we selling? And and that's how we started. And it's in the beginning, from my perspective, it was all about moms helping moms, because we were starting something from scratch, and it was all about our friends opening their doors and their homes for us to present our products. And that's how we started selling, I don't know, maybe the first hundreds of bags, right, Carol?
Yes, and honestly, we never thought this was going to become what it is now. Like, we started as a business, and as a hobby. Like, we wanted to take our minds just for a little bit, and for an hour or two a day, right, of just, like, being submerged at home and the babies, and, like, just, you know, we wanted to go back and, like, being the designer that I was, and her being the architect, and in a way, you know, of course, we're not working in the field anymore, but we put everything or all of our knowledge into the business. So basically, we were looking for like a hobby, but we didn't know we were gonna have like so much support as we did. And we are very, very blessed to be to have such good friends and a lot of women who open up the doors. I remember one of Alina's friends, Alexandra, and now she's selling our bags as well. She's in Miami. She was the very first friend that she saw for us. What? Sorry.
I was screaming, te queremos, Nika!
We love you, Nika! So, Alexandra, she said, oh my God, I love the bags. We're going to have a show at my home. And we were like, oh, okay, let's do it. I had no idea what a show was. But she said, we're going to put together like a pop-up shop at my home, la, 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 la. So we put together like some of our like bags and all. And she invited, I remember it was five of her friends. And with those five, it blew up. I cannot begin to tell you how it blew up. Like, after that, another friend of their friends invited us to their home, and we were like, we don't know her, but okay, we're gonna come. So we started like getting to know a lot of women, and like everyone was so happy just to be helping us around, and like it was a very, very like energetic and happy time.
I also about embracing where we were coming from. Mm-hmm. I remember when we were naming the brand, Carolina and I, we wanted to do something about our hands or mom to mom, the Mexican hand. We were like doing this word game, trying to get to a good concept for a name. And Carolina was like, because with us, I am super like go for it, and Karina is like, let's investigate. And I'm like, no, let's go. And Karina is like, let's check. So I was like, let's name it blah blah blah. And Karina was like, okay, let me check if it's available, if we can do a website with that name, if we can register a brand under that name. And I was like, oh my God, all these are just naming.
Let's just sell the bags.
I was like, and I remember she was saying, like, if we're gonna do it, we have to make it right since the beginning. And I was like, we don't even know how far we'll go. Like, I don't know, just to sell. And she was like, no. A good foundation is really important. And all the names were taken. Everything that we were thinking about was taken. And I remember I was putting my son to bed, and she called me and she said, why don't we name our brand Maria Victoria? And Maria was the baby girl that I lost, and Victoria was the baby girl that she lost.
Aww.
And I started crying, and I was like, oh my God, yes! And then when named the brand and we started doing shows, there was always one mom coming forward and saying, I just lost a baby, I had a miscarriage last month or last year, or I'm still trying to get pregnant or whatever. And then we realized how important it is to open up about this matter, and how important it is to create this safety net for the women that are around us, that you never know what's going on in someone else's mind.
Right.
I remember one day was giving me, we started having a show at this beautiful house, and we were selling bags like crazy. And then Carolina, someone hugged Carolina, and she was looking at me like, what's going on? And it was this girl just had a miscarriage, like Carolina, and just came in the show and hugged her and said, I really need a hug. Aww. And it was just a beautiful moment where we realized how something that meant so much for us right. can mean so much to so many people around us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is incredible. I just want to first say, you know, thank you so much to you both for sharing your stories of infertility, because I feel like it's still something that in the world, like it's out in the open a little bit more now, but it's still something that is taboo, that people don't like to talk about, that people, you know, it's somewhat of a, I won't necessarily say like a shame, but people have like a negative connotation with it, and it needs to be talked about more. Because there's still so many yeah. women that suffer and go through. I mean, me, myself, my mother, she suffered from endometriosis really bad. And they actually had to remove one of her ovaries. And the second ovary that she had, they told her, they said, this ovary that you've got left, it's not going to bear any fruit. You're never going to get pregnant. You need to just look into adoption. And that used to be it. She went to all the doctors in New York City, in New Jersey, and Connecticut, and they all told her the same thing. And she was just really just downtrodden, just very sad about it, because that's the one thing. She was an only child, and that was the one thing that she always wanted, is to have a baby. And, you know, lo and behold, I popped up on the scene, y'all. Yeah, and it's just amazing to hear, you know, because I know that a lot of women are still that's where this brand came from. It came from your pain. It came from all of the hurt and everything, and you turned it into something beautiful. Like, I love the bag that you guys sent me. Thank you, thank you. And I love it even more now. Yes.
It's also. I remember, so in the beginning we created all this environment mm-hmm. that made us feel so strong after our loss, that I remember, because before that we would manage all of our schedule around our husband's needs. Mm-hmm. And like, no, he has to work until whatever. And close, we're going to be there together for a few hours, and the husband will have to manage the kids for mm-hmm. an hour or so. And the husband in the beginning was like, what do you mean I'm staying by myself? And I was like, yeah, and you're fine. You can do it. And in the beginning, he was like,
you can do it.
You're going to be able to keep them alive for 2 or 3 hours. And in the beginning, it was such a change for us as a family, where now, 5 years later, Carolinians can manage. Mm-hmm. We can meet for a meeting in San Antonio and leave our husbands with the kids, and they Christmas season. It was just so funny because, again, we are just so different. And we started having shows every single day.
Oh, wow.
And it was hard. And I remember we were invited to a show in Dallas, and Carolina and I were like, yeah, we're doing it. So we were supposed to wake up at 4 a.m., drive there, set up, have our show. My car, and as soon as the car was ready and we were about to leave, Carolina turned around and said, I really feel like our baby girls are here driving with us today. Aww. Because this is like, yes, and of course, lots of crying.
No, of course.
It is.
I get very emotional every time we share those stories.
Yeah. But it's so sweet and so necessary because, like I said, we want other women that are dealing with these same situations to know that you're not alone. Because I know, like, sometimes a lot of women will feel like, well, I'm going through this and it's just me alone and, you know, I'm just by myself and no one else understands. But as you guys are sharing, you know, about your different stories, you know, you still have that same common ground because you know what it's like, you know? So I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, and we have so much fun with this. I mean, it's just not, it doesn't feel like a job.
Right.
Of course, like, it's hard. There are days that it gets very, very hard. Like, I don't know, for example, last summer, you mentioned before our call that we were going to talk about some of the issues that we overcome during the process. And one big issue for us was, I'm glad to say, that it was the demand. Last year, we blew up. It just blew up that if we had like 2 million bags, we would have sold 2 million bags.
Wow.
So the problem right there was that we couldn't keep up with the demand. So I have no idea how she pulled it off, but I was like, Paulina, there are like hundreds of women and boutiques wanting to sell her bags, and what are we gonna do? She was like, okay, calm down. We're gonna get through this, because let me tell you something. As different as Paulina says, we are very different. But the good thing about that is that whenever someone's freaking out, the other one will hold it together. We'll hold the fort. And then the other day, when the other one is freaking out, the other one will hold the fort. So that day, Paulina was holding the fort for everyone.
Yeah.
And I have no idea how she pulled it off, but she was able, she called me, I called her in the morning, and I was like, Paulina, it's this many customers. I mean, it's so good for our business. It's a lot of exposure and here and there. And she said, just hold on a second. I'm going to figure it out. And it was 5 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon, sorry. And she called me and said, hey, I got a new workshop that, can make this many amount of bags for us. So we're gonna start working with them starting tomorrow. They're gonna start making new samples so we can start working with them. So you don't worry about that. I was like, you say what? And yeah, so that, and she managed to do that while driving the kids to soccer game and the baby girl through ballet class. And you know, that's the other very nice part of a business, that since we're able to be with our kids, to drive them to their classes, to go to the PTA meetings in the morning, and we're very, very blessed with this business that we have created.
Yeah,
at least that's real.
Absolutely. Yes, you certainly are, to be able to, you know, work from home. And then especially as this pandemic happened, I know that this is a perfect situation for you guys.
It was horrible. It was better when kids went to school. I remember it was horrible. I remember we were having an interview with this super, it's like a big department store.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about creating something for 2022, because all the big stores, they work like a year ahead, right?
Right.
And Carolina and I were like, we talked in advance, like, do whatever you need, but the kids need to be quiet. And you and I, we both need to look presentable. And so there we are. Both of us look nice. The purchase manager from the other company was there, and she looked fine. So there's three women in the screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my son comes out. I'm so hungry. Can I have a snack? And then my daughter is like, I need to go to the bathroom. And then I started getting super nervous, and the purchase manager was like, that's okay. I have a baby girl too. And then Karina was like, sí, mi amor, which means, yes, honey, I'm coming. Yes, honey, I'm coming. So there were kids interrupting all the time. And then, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes later, on her screen, there's a baby crawling towards her. And we all started laughing. It is what it is. And that kind of broke the ice a little bit.
Yeah.
But we were it was like a reality check. This is what women on 2021 or 2020, that was 2020, have to deal with if we want to be these, achieve a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And I think there are some days where I personally feel we're Wonder Woman and we can do everything. Mm-hmm. And then there are days that by 3 p.m. I just want to go to sleep because everything was wrong.
And that happens, you know, that definitely will happen throughout life. But you guys are still thriving. I mean, like you said, the demand is there. So people are asking, people are demanding this. And now we're going into the holiday season. So for the holidays, you know, do you guys have anything special lined up on the website? Or, you know, how do people need to be getting their bags from now, right?
Yes, we update our inventory every week. So we have our collection that is the ones that we have designed, and we have them over there. And we have new arrivals every week that are one of a kind, that some of them we just have one or two pieces of the same, and they're gorgeous. They're super pretty.
Okay, cool, cool beans.
And we'll have lots of surprises, and our social media will start getting very, very active for the deals. Carolina is working on creating these beautiful combos. Especially Carolina, but both of us think that one of the best things about the Maria Victoria bags is that it's a very good bag for mom, because you can fold it, you can wash it. We didn't know, and it was through the pandemic that we realized it's also a very good nurse bag, because nurses could use it and just clean it with whatever chemical substance they wanted to use.
Right.
It's a great teacher bag as well. Mm. But we also realized we could create more products that went really good with the bags. So now we have towels, hats. It doesn't have to be a towel for the pool. It can be a towel for your yoga mat. It can be a towel for the gym, or hats for the moms, when caps especially, for the moms for soccer games or baseball games. So we're both working on creating these combos where you get more than just the bag. Right, Carol?
Yes. Everyone is loving, like, the whole combo, because we have, like, the bag that matches the towel and matches the hat, and we also have the sandals, and the hats are gorgeous. They're just like very, very pretty, and they're very colorful and happy, and I just love them.
I love that. So where can people go to get their bags, you know, before the holidays happen? Because I know you guys are going to sell out. These bags are going to be flying off the shelves. So where do they need to go?
Okay, so they can either go to our website, that is www.mymariavictoria.com, or they can send us an email, and they can ask us for the for a retailer near them. We are now in like 250 boutiques around the U.S.
Ooh, congratulations. Yay. That's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, my goodness. Well, last but certainly not least, I would just have to say that you two today, Carolina, Paulina, you guys are a testament to God just placing certain people in your life for a reason. Like, I wish I had a friend like either or both of you in my life, you know. The fact that you guys, you know, just continue to, you know, push on and encourage one another and just really, you know, build something amazing through your pain. I am absolutely inspired by it, and I thank you so much for sharing it on the show today.
No, thank you very much. We are so happy to be able to share our story, and we hope that we can help someone out there that is going through maybe something similar that we have gone through, and we just want to say that everything will get better, and there's always a rainbow after the storm. And my advice for all the women is just hold on tight to your friends, because there are some times where your partner might not know how to manage or how to be around you when things are so hard.
Yeah.
But women will always find a way to comfort each other and to support each other. We've proven that over and over and over again.
Yes, you have. I appreciate it. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming through today. Definitely appreciate and love y'all to pieces. Loving that. And I thank each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me, just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.